Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Eresh Kigal Cherry Onahip, 13.4 pounds from onahole.com. So, like the succubus foot pussy that I reviewed before, this is another authentically Japanese anime-style sex toy. And this one is based off of Eresh Kigal from Fate Grand Order. So, if you don't know who Eresh Kigal is, she's a really popular lancer. She's a Ren face. She's really good. I mean, none of that has to do with the toy, but there you go. Now, this is the thing. It's called a cherry onahip. The reason why the word cherry is there's even like pictures of cherries. It's because it's supposed to be like a virgin. Like, the pussy's really tight on this. So that's what they're going for. So I learned something. If it says cherry, there you go. Also, the box is really cool. Let me show you the box. All right, so there, you got a Eresh Kigal cherry. You can't really tell, but the lettering has a gold foil. The artwork is really cool. If Eresh Kigal is your waifu, then this is the toy for you. I prefer You My Ren, because You My Ren looks like Celestina. But I'm not knocking Eresh Kigal. Eresh Kigal's great. You know, she's an unlike Ishtar. Eresh Kigal is more like, she's more of a shy kind of wholesome girl, where Ishtar is kind of a thought. So, you know, it to each their own. Anyway, this comes with a really cool, very high quality box. It's going to be hard for me to show on camera. I might just show you artwork. If you go to the website, you can actually see the artwork on the box. It's very high quality. It looks like an anime collectible. So most sex toys come in a very nondescript box. There's nothing special about it. This one, you want to keep the box, not just because of the art, but also it has the toy in like a little plastic kind of case thing, and it protects it, and the box looks like a collectible item. Anyway, this box is too big, so I'm going to have to remove it and take the toy out of the box. So we'll be right back. All right, so this is Eresh Kigal's, apparently, her vagina. Now, the problem is, when you base a toy off of an anime character, well, it's not like, if you make a toy based on a porn star, you could say, oh, the porn star came into our factory, and we used 3D modeling, and we put something up her pussy, and it mapped the texture of her vagina, and we scanned her body. So this is a one-for-one recreation of this porn star's body. You can do that with a real person because they have defined dimensions. You can scan them. You can make an objective replica of a real woman's body. So if you have a crush on a certain porn star, there may be like a sex doll or a toy that's modeled after her vagina or her body, and those are really popular. The problem with an anime character is this can't be modeled. Like, I understand it has Eresh Kigal on the box, but Eresh Kigal's an anime character. So where did you get the dimensions for her onahip? It can't be based on the actual Eresh Kigal because she's a cartoon. She doesn't have any like physical body you could scan and make a toy based off of. So understand that like the Eresh Kigal thing is kind of irrelevant. I mean, the box art is great, and I like Fake Grand Order, but it's not like, oh, this is what a Eresh Kigal's real pussy feels like, because no, she's an anime character. She doesn't have a real pussy that you can compare it to. So I don't know where they scan this from. This could just be kind of more of a generic onahip doggy style ass toy, but it's a very high quality one. So let me show you her features. First of all, she's got nice defined abs. So we got some nice defined abs. You know, Eresh Kigal works out. That's always appreciated. She has, like, the details are really good. She has, instead of just a basic hole, she has an actual realistic kind of a innie belly button. The detail work is great. But here's where the detail work really shines, is when you look around the pussy, you can actually see wrinkles from the vulva, which you obviously see, like, because you gotta understand, this is basically like lips. So you know your lips have a texture? They actually put the texture in the vulva around the vagina, and the detail work on the actual lips is really good. And they even colored it. So you have like a nice pink texture. You have like a slight pink texture around the vulva. So very good detail work. Even the taint, the area between the pussy and the ass, has some good detail work. So the detail work is really good. Everything looks good. Everything feels good. Now, because this is a cherry onahole, the vagina is super tight. So usually with these sorts of toys, the ass is tighter than the vagina. And so usually, I mean, even with real women, you know, if you fuck her in the butt, then it's going to be a little bit tighter than if you fuck her in her pussy. That's how it works. They decided, because this is a cherry on a hip, they made the pussy super tight, which is great if you're into that. However, warning, and this is the same warning I had for the other Japanese toy that I reviewed. If you're on the girthier side, it may be too tight. So I have a very average, nothing to brag about, probably not the biggest she's ever had type of dick. And so I'm fine using Asian toys. So like, there's been a couple toys that have been too tight for me, but it's very rare. Usually I'm fine. I have a very kind of just plain vanilla 5 out of 10 type of a penis. Anyway, this is really tight. So if you're on the thicker side, this toy probably isn't recommended for you. You'll probably rip it because it's a cherry on a hip with a very tight pussy. But it, you know, you could see, you could stretch it out. It's got the good stretch. It felt great. Now, as far as the actual construction goes, there is no skeleton. This is why the legs are in this position, is because with the legs in this position, you don't have to worry about like manipulating the legs to bend them or move them out of the way. It allows you to do, like, she can straddle you. You can hold her hip up like in your hands, and you can have her straddle you and like kind of give you some cowgirl. You can also put it like this for doggy style. So this position is the best kind of universal position, but you can't move the legs. Like, you can't bend her legs to have her stand up or do anything. Her body is in this position, but that's fine for what you need it for. All right, I want to show you how the Ereshkigal Cherry Onahip interacts with an anime body pillow. So the Onahip is not life size, but it's what I like to call anime body pillow size. So when you're dealing with an anime body pillow, the girl's body is kind of scaled down to fit on the body pillow, as you can see from the body pillow I'm using now. So the Ereshkigal Onahip, it fits perfectly on your standard anime body pillow. Now, this one has two sides. It has one where the girl's laying on her stomach and one where the girl's laying on her back. And you'll be able to see that because the Onahip is, you know, 3D, it can work either way. So I'll show you pictures where the hip is resting on the pillow, and I'll show you at a slightly off angle so you can see how it rests on the pillow. But if you have an anime body pillow, this is a very good toy to pair with that body pillow, because, you know, the pillow is just a pillow. It doesn't have anything you can put your penis in. So again, if Ereshkigal is your girl and you have an Ereshkigal body pillow, this is probably the ideal toy to pair with that body pillow. This is a fairly small toy. I mean, if this was a full doll, I'd want like a skeleton so I could pose it. But it's just the ass. So I call these doggy style asses, but you know, they're called Onahips apparently. But as you can see, you can do doggy style, you can do missionary, you can have cowgirl where she straddles you and you hold her like this. It doesn't weigh a lot. It weighs 13.5 pounds. So you can bounce it on you. It has realistic kind of feeling. It's not too heavy. You know, like an actual sex doll, like Celestina weighs 70 pounds. So if I have Celestina straddling my hip and I'm trying to like have her bounce on me, well, I'm lifting 70 pounds, which is obviously pretty heavy. Whereas this is only 13.5 pounds. So you could bounce this on your crotch really easily. It's not too heavy, but it's not too light. It's not like a blow-up doll. It's still 13 pounds. So anyway, I don't have any complaints about the toy, the construction. The box art is just funny. I really like it. And it also makes the toy feel like a collectible and less like a toy, you know, with a generic cardboard box you like hide under your bed. All right, the one downside to this toy, and it's a pretty big downside, is the price. So these are the toys, in my experience, they run about $100 to $150. So $100 to $150 for one of these doggy style asses tends to be the standard. Now these are Chinese toys. These aren't authentic Japanese toys. They're not based on a Resh Gagal. They don't have the cherry super tight vagina. So you are getting some stuff with this that you normally don't get. However, this is $250. So $250 for a doggy style ass is really expensive. For that price, you could get like a smaller scaled down full doll torso. So that's the big downside, is the price. Now, what are you getting for that extra $100? Well, you're getting a very tight pussy. And you're also getting the fact this is an authentic Japanese toy and not a Chinese toy. Most of the sex toys are from China. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, Japan is kind of like, if you want the authentic Japanese stuff, you're going to have to pay about $100 more. So if this was like just a generic Chinese type of toy, no anime references, nothing like that, I would expect to pay about $100 to $150. If you want the authentic Japanese Onihip with the Eresh Gagal artwork on the box and the super tight cherry pussy, then you got to pay $100 more. Is it worth it? Maybe. If you're an Eresh Gagal simp and Eresh Gagal's your, you know, best girl and, you know, she's your waifu, maybe it's worth it. Maybe an extra $100 for a high-quality Onihip with your waifu's picture on it and a super tight virgin pussy is worth an extra $100. However, if you're just looking for an Onihip to use with VR or to just masturbate with, the extra $100 may not be worth it to you unless you really like a Resh Gagal or if you really want that virgin experience with a super tight pussy. But it's $100. I mean, that's not an insignificant amount of money. Is that worth it? Is it not worth it? I don't know. That's a question you have to answer. But if you just want an Onihip doggy style ass, you can get a toy similar to this. Maybe the pussy isn't as tight and it doesn't have like anime girls on the box, but you get a toy that serves the same function for about $100 less. So think about what's more important to you. Do you want that tight virgin pussy? Do you want cute anime girls on your box? Or do you just want something that like serves the same function for $100 less? That's about it. So I really like the toy. In fact, out of all the Onihips, out of all the doggy style asses I've ever used, this one's the best. Because I like a tight pussy. I'm sorry. Call me old fashioned, but I like it to grip me. I like it to pull me deeper. So that's what this provides. Really good as far as Onihips go. The detail work is good. The color is good. The box is amazing. It's just expensive. I guess you're getting what you're paying for. You're paying a little extra for a little extra. So is this worth it to you? It might not be. If they make a Yumai Ren Onihip, maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll change my tune when they come out with a Yumai Ren Onihip. But, you know, Eresh Gagal, if that's your girl, that's your girl. Anyway, I do have a coupon code to save 10%. Now 10%, that's gonna knock off about $25. So you're still paying about $75 more than you would with a comparable Onihip from a generic brand. But you're getting the tight pussy, you're getting the anime girl aesthetic that may be worth it to you, and you're still saving $25. You're knocking that $100 price difference to about $75. So anyway, that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. So thank you, onahole.com, for this toy. Really like it. Just it is pricey. Just be aware of that. Save 25% with the coupon code in the description. It's good for the whole site, I believe. So you can check out the whole site. Save 10% on your order. So thank you, onahole.com. This is Turtle Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.